Hear, O Israel, for the Lord our God is one God. You are not to come in your own name to pray. You are not to control any mind. You are to come only in the divine strength and know that God will rule and does, and that hypnotism and evil minds cannot and do not control men or governments. All power is God. Good. This is my only formula to Christian Scientists for prayer. And God will give you faith that will remove mountains. The prophet Isaiah sang, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." And did not the Hebrew melodist discern just cause for clapping hands when a mighty truth welling up from the infinite presented itself to mortal sense, and that sense kissed it and called it a babe? And did not that wise seer forecast the destiny of truth when he said, "The government shall be upon his shoulder. It shall be a marvelous instructor and omnipotent power, an imperishable principle"? But remember, the Hebrew bard in his grand epic referred not to that little bunch of flesh, phosphate and linen lying in a crib, but to the advent of a spiritual idea, the idea of life evolved from spirit, man begotten of the principle of all being, perfect mind reflecting perfect mind, and mind never starting from or resulting in matter. The existence of Jesus was identical with truth and the life that is God. As we gather on Christmas Eve for our candlelight service, our hearts should be overflowing with hope, joy, peace, love, and brotherly affection one to another. This reminder of the great Holy Saviour having come to us in a most humble fashion to transform the universe brings us to our knees in gratitude and humility. Let us give thanks. Alleluia, alleluia.